right, a man who attempted to kidnap a girl from Escambia County bus stop was sentenced to 15 years in prison today. According to Channel 3, 32-year-old Jared Stanga pled no contest to aggravated assault and battery back in January. In May of 2021, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office released a video showing an 11-year-old girl escaping after a man grabbed her at the old Coryfield Road in Perdido Street. She was able to fight him off before running away. Stanga was later identified as the attempted kidnapper and arrested. After his 15 years, he will serve 2 years of supervised probation, followed by 3 more years of standard probation. The driver of a truck is injured but expected to survive after the vehicle crashed into a house on 9th Avenue and Bowie Streets today. Pensacola police say the crash happened around 7 o'clock last night. The driver of a white truck reportedly rear-ended another vehicle, then lost control, hit a street sign, and ultimately a house. Officers say the house was hit so hard it may have shifted. And finally, Bobby, Channel 3 reports that investigation is underway at Pine Forest High School following alleged reports of multiple students getting sick today after ingesting edibles on Wednesday. Today, according to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, one student has been transported to the hospital. Deputies say they believe all students who are not feeling well may have ingested some type of edible. The sheriff's office still investigating the incident at this time.
Yeah, I saw that story as well. That is, that was definitely a surprise to see that. And it's one of those things that, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you didn't have as many issues with somebody accidentally eating some sort of edible that was going to make them sick. And,
right,
you know, this is one of the arguments, by the way, that a lot of people have to why we should not legalize marijuana. When everybody talking about recreational marijuana. So whenever people talk about legalizing recreational marijuana, there's a lot of people make this argument. Like, you legalize it recreationally, it's going to be more accessible for kids to get access to it. And in doing so, then that's going to, obviously, you're going to have more situations like this coming up, you know?
You know, one good thing for the kids that go to Pine Forest High School, or their parents, I guess the parents need to look at this, is that you'll find out who's been taking the edibles really quickly.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's true, too.
So little Johnny would be like, I'm sick. Okay, let's talk.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, yeah. So no getting away with it at that point. But yeah, so this is it'll be interesting. But you know, I was thinking, we have states already where marijuana is legal recreationally. Mm-hmm. So surely they have some sort of studies or something like that they've done there to find out whether or not this has become a fairly big problem or not. So, but when I see a store like that, even myself, mm-hmm. who's been saying, I feel like it's going to be legal. It's just a matter of when, not if. But when you hear stories like that, it's like, yeah, but is that really the best thing?
Right.
Because you don't want our kids ingesting these things and getting seriously sick or worse. So, yeah, I saw that was kind of a surprising story. Let's get Traffic of the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Speaking of Pine Forest, we do have some slowdowns on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10 in both directions. Also, we have slowdowns on Mobile Highway right near Beulah Elementary School. In both directions, expect some delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We have typical afternoon traffic, and we're starting to see some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound getting off of the Escambia Bay Bridge heading towards Avalon Boulevard. Expect some slowdowns. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here next, got your daily dad joke. Oh, wait, got a couple texts here. Hey, Bobby, we're talking about the generation who ate Tide Pods as a YouTube challenge. Okay. All right. I see what you're saying there. This is another one that says, I'm sure if Johnny had way too much marijuana edibles, he will not say I'm sick. He will most likely say I'm hungry, 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 hungry. Well, apparently they've been getting sick, though. That's the thing right there. What's the latest on the open carry in Florida, Bobby? That has not even been discussed yet in committees. But, every day at 5:10, I'll be giving you a legislative update. So obviously when that one hits and it's starting to advance in committees, I will definitely let you know. What does edible mean, Bobby? I know what the dictionary says, but I don't know what that what the article means. So edible marijuana is what it's talking about. So there's edible gummies. It could be gummies. It could be brownies. It could be all kinds of different things. So a lot of people take the THC of marijuana and they infuse it into different products to eat instead of smoking it, and or instead of having it as a pill. And so the when we're talking about edibles, they're talking about usually a marijuana product that can actually get you high if you eat it. That's what they're talking about. All right. Dang, we don't really have time for breaks. Let's go ahead and hit our daily dad joke instead.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
All righty. Here's a daily dad joke for you. I told my wife to embrace her mistakes. She ended up giving me a hug. Wait, what? And I saw this. Dear optimist, pessimist, and realist, while you were arguing about the glass of water, I drank it, says the opportunist. All right, there's your daily dad jokes. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Going back to the students who ate the edibles. So once again, edibles are being marijuana laced products of some sort. Some of them you can buy, some of them you can cook yourself, make yourself. And as there's a push to legalize recreational marijuana, there is a concern that it could get kids. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Leap for Change Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects. It's going to help provide the basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Let's hit the top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. One has been arrested in connection with the Mexico killings. Remember, there's four people who were kidnapped. They were going down there for cosmetic surgery. Four were kidnapped. Two were killed. Two were released and made it back to America. Bombshell COVID-19 origins hearing will begin, featuring Wuhan lab leak and Fauci's silencing efforts about the Wuhan lab leak. That will be very interesting to get those details. And SoFi Bank is suing to block the Biden administration's student loan payment pause. Not to be confused with the student loan forgiveness plan. So if you remember, since the start of COVID, the Trump administration began this. They allowed the pausing of student loan payments in order to relieve some financial pressures. Then when Biden took over, we were still in the midst of COVID, so he continued it. Then he declared that the pandemic was over. Despite declaring the pandemic was over, he continued the student pause, or the pause in the student payments. Now, as the most recent update with all of this is that is basically that the student loans are now, like, the Biden administration is trying to get student loans forgiveness, right? And so even though there's not really a good precedent to pause the student loan payments, the Biden administration did it once again, claiming that the need was with COVID. People still trying to recover from COVID. And so one of the things that's come about with that is most people say, well, they're saying they're pausing it due to COVID, but it's probably due to something like they're just waiting for the Supreme Court to make their ruling on the student loan forgiveness program. So they've got it paused in hopes that they'll eventually get the Supreme Court to rule in their favor and they'll be able to do complete student loan forgiveness, or at least up to $10,000. Well, now SoFi Bank is like, yeah, but the Supreme Court's not going to rule on that until June, maybe earlier, but probably June. So in the meantime, we should be collecting payments. So yeah, that's the bit of controversy right there, and that's why they're suing. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get your sports hit.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10 and I-110 moving nicely throughout our area. We still have some slowdowns on Cervantes at Northeast Street. It has improved, but we did have an accident at that intersection a little while ago that was causing some delays. And we still have slow-moving traffic on Mobile Highway, both directions, right near Beulah Elementary School. And we have typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest, north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10. Expect some delays. Again, brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go and get our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NBA's on ESPN tonight at 6:30 with the Dallas Mavericks taking on the New Orleans Pelicans. After that, it'll be the Toronto Raptors against the Clippers. Major League Baseball preseason. Earlier today, the Reds beat the Padres, the Angels beat the Rockies, and St. Louis Cardinals beat the Yankees. And NCAA men's basketball, all the tournament games are still going on right now. And earlier, Colorado beat Washington. St. John's beat Butler. Where'd it go? And then Pitt beat Georgia Tech. Wake Forest beat Syracuse. And got a little bit of news coming up about Syracuse here in a minute. Then Texas A&M Corpus Christi is beating Northwestern State. This game's on ESPN2. They lead by 4 points. There's 4 minutes left in the game. Then coming up tonight on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, Boston College plays North Carolina. Virginia Tech plays NC State right after that on ESPN2. Then, where'd it go here? Oh, NHL hockey's going to be on TNT, 6:30. Chicago plays Detroit, and Anaheim plays Vancouver after that. Then when it comes to sports news, John Morant has been cleared of criminal charges after showing a video. You know, remember he had the video with the gun at a Colorado strip club. Alabama's Brandon Miller breaks his silence on the shooting situation where he allegedly provided the firearm, calls the situation heartbreaking. UCLA guard Jalen Clark is out for the season with an Achilles injury. Oh, it's vicious. And DeAndre Hopkins, the wide receiver for the Cardinals, says he's preparing for whatever the future holds, meaning he may not be a Cardinal anymore. And the breaking news that came out last hour, Syracuse head coach Jim Boeheim, 47 years as coach of Syracuse, Orange, big Orange, he's out. Right after the game was over, he'd already hinted, saying that his future with the team was going to be left up to the school. And they no sooner lost the game against Wake Forest earlier today by 3 points, and they went ahead and let him go. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Supreme Court is going to consider a new case. So they're going to hear the oral arguments in April pertaining to another religious freedom type case. But this one really piques my interest. It's going to consider whether employers can make Christians work on Sunday. And if they do, does that violate religious liberties? Groth versus DeJoy. This is a case concerning Gerald Groth, an evangelical Christian and former U.S. Postal Service worker who's denied an accommodation to observe his Sunday Sabbath because he wouldn't take Sunday shifts. And so he was let go. And he's making the argument that he should be, you know, he shouldn't have been let go for a religious reason. I got to say, especially when I was younger, when I was in my 20s, I would, you know, try to get jobs at places. And I'd always tell them, I don't work Sundays. And some of them were retail jobs. Some were restaurant jobs. I quit two jobs that I can remember right off the top of my head because they kept scheduling me on Sundays. And I remember there was a Sunday, I went and said, hey, this is my 2-week notice. And they're like, what? Why? You know, what are you doing? I said, I told you I don't work Sundays. And it's like the third week in a row you scheduled me. And I just wouldn't do it. And I remember being denied jobs because I interviewed and I said, I don't want to work Sundays. And they're like, oh, well, you have to work Sundays. And I'm like, oh, then you probably better not hire me then. And so it was a big deal for me, especially when I was younger. That was one of the ways I wanted to keep the Sabbath day holy, is by not working on Sundays. And I often had a hard time trying to find certain jobs because of it. And then, like I said, when it came down to it, I quit two jobs because they just kept, they didn't respect my wishes and kept scheduling me anyway. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with this, because this could affect lots and lots of people who do not want to work on Sundays for religious reasons. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Informative, local, dependable. There you go. We're talking about the hearing. The U.S. House hearing is talking about where COVID originated. Here's a text that says, Bobby, it's not about where COVID was developed. I just want to know why it was developed. Well, actually, the why it's developed is actually pretty well known. That's pretty well known for if it did come from a Wuhan lab. See, you got two thinkings here. You have two people, you have one group that says it did not start in a Wuhan lab. It was bats. Bats, it just developed in their bodies. And it's just it's another coronavirus like SARS and like MERS and like all these others. And it just developed naturally in Mother Nature. And a bat bit somebody or whatever, pooed on something, and it spread in the market. That group of people are like, it just developed naturally. But then other people who say it was developed in Wuhan lab understand that there's two different groups of that. Two people. So one thinking is, well, they were developing it because they were trying, like everybody understands why they did it. If it did come from a Wuhan lab, it was developed because of this reason. Coronaviruses are always evolving. Coronaviruses have been around for eons, and they're going to be around. And the concern has always been, what if coronavirus gets to the level where it's so infectious that it spreads and becomes a pandemic? We need to be able to have vaccines that we can administer right away to fight the coronavirus. So the idea was, well, in order to create the vaccine that's going to fight a very vicious coronavirus, we have to first create a coronavirus in the lab and then build the vaccines for it. And so some people think that in and of itself is wrong. Other people think, well, that's okay and that's good, but you just have to make sure it's contained, and it wasn't contained. Whether it wasn't contained on purpose or on accident is also another argument. But yeah, so why was it developed? The idea is it was developed in order to help fight coronaviruses down the road. In order to fight coronaviruses down the road, you got to develop more dangerous coronaviruses now. Was it leaked on purpose? Was it leaked on accident? That's a whole nother, like, you could do a whole show on that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up in here next. Quick update from John Pickens over the newsroom. And then we got your top stories on Fox News, Bobby's brain teases, and more next.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Let's go right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest north and southbound direction. Nothing to slow you down. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Typical afternoon traffic to be aware of. And our slowdowns on West Cervantes Street at East Street have cleared up. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
John, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, the driver of a truck is injured but expected to survive after the vehicle crashed into a house on 9th Avenue and Bobby Streets yesterday. Pensacola police say the crash happened about 7 o'clock last night. Driver of the white truck reportedly rear-ended another vehicle and then lost control, hit a street sign, and ultimately a house. Officers say the house was hit so hard it may have shifted. And finally, Navarre residents now have a new Publix, which opened its doors today. The new 48,387-square-foot store is located on Navarre Parkway in Windhaven Plaza. And the store will be open from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m., according to a Facebook post by the grocery chain. The location will include a pharmacy and a liquor store. The new store is one of the two new Publix locations in Santa Rosa County. The other is located in Milton.
Very nice. Yeah, that's exciting for them over there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Real quick, top story on FoxNews.com. An exclusive from Fox News. And this is that the Biden, a seizure of previously unknown Biden documents. What? Yeah, seizure of previously unknown Biden documents revealed amid classified material scandal. Nine boxes of Biden documents were taken from the Boston office. The archives had not previously publicly disclosed the number of boxes taken. This was in response to in a letter to Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley. And so they had not previously disclosed the number of boxes taken from Boston. It had been reported that Moore had shipped the boxes of documents from the Penn Biden Center to the Boston office. Now they've got those documents as well. Other top story on FoxNews.com real quick is the 6-year-old who shot that teacher will not face charges, but others may as allegations swirl like to the parents and others like that. Pets call right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teasers.
Because of the atrocities of the Nazi era, Germany doesn't maintain data on racial demographics. Probably a good thing. 76% of the serial killers in the 20th century were in the United States. Only 4% in third world countries. After the French became an American ally against the British during the Revolutionary War, the British responded by attacking the French colony in India, which means there was an American Revolutionary battle in India, and Britain won.